Dear friends, brothers and sisters, today, during this season of Advent, the Word of God speaks of hope with the announcements of the future worthy of salvation and liberation. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah, from the reality of his exile, announces the joyful return to the promised land. The possibility of freedom for the captive people was a dream that only God could begin to bring to reality. In the Gospel, the voice that cried out is John the Baptist, the precursor of the Messiah, whose coming is near. Also, in the desert, man must prepare himself for the great ultimate coming of the Lord, in which we hope for a new heaven and a new earth in which justice prevails. God desires to intervene in our lives in our daily basis. However, are not aware of this divine intervention, nor does we allow ourselves to be led by it unless in the desert. Only in the desert do we realize, just as the Jews of Babylon, that there are valleys and hills to climb and crooked ways that need to be strengthened in order to return to the promised land. It's only in the desert when do we hear the voice of John the Baptist calling us in preparation for baptism by the Holy Spirit, as is required for the disciple of Christ. Today, God continues to intervene in our lives and the life of our communities. It is impossible to recognize and accept this intervention without the purifying and meditative experience of the desert. In the serenity and silence of the desert, we become soaked in the truth of God. God is our King who has power to free us from sin and its consequences. God is our Lord who brings life and eternal salvation. God is our Shepherd who gathers his flock and lovingly cares for us. In the desert of our lives, we become to realize that the Lord arrives as a thief in the night and that God's timing is not our timing. In the desert, we will know that God does not want any of us to be lost. He wants us all to be converted. In the desert, we will clearly see that our hope for the coming of the Lord must lead us to holy and religious conduct. And in other words, the perfect fulfillment of the most holy will of God. Life is movement, action, coming and going, doing, projecting, progressing, changing. Our lives from morning to night are filled with work, dates, and meetings, contacts, and relationships, noise, stress. Maybe you begin to believe that instead of living, you are surviving on a daily basis. How shall we live? How can we be fulfilled? You can we live a daily spiritual life amid so much materialism? We need the desert. In our desert, it will be easy to prepare ourselves for Christmas. Do you know who is coming? The answer should be an easy and clear one for Christmas. The Word of God became flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem of Judea. It is the catechetical response that we learned as children. I will ask you one more time. Do you really know who is coming? The dogmatic response must follow the catechetical response. That is to say, the rich doctrinal content of catechetical formation. And also the spiritual response, in other words, the meaning of that Jesus Christ has in your inner world, thoughts, decisions, ideals, projects. Do you really know who is coming? Advent is the time to respond completely to such a simple but very transcendental question. In Isaiah's prophecy, we find an adoption of the military ceremony which greets its triumphant king with a trail of flowers upon his return. Now this triumphant king is God, who is the Lord of liberty. His people have been purified, overcoming all kinds of obstacles. Now they can clearly see what their future may be if they put their hope only in God, the God of life and liberation. In the second reading, the Apostle Peter alerts the Christian community about their hope for the second coming of the Lord. Many Christians in those days hoped for a marvelous return of the Lord in which good and evil will be judged. This is understood because of the difficulties that exist among brothers and sisters of the same community. This letter calls for a profound awareness of the way that the coming waits, that the community awaits judgment day, and it calls believers to live in a permanent state of conversion. The Gospel of Mark focuses its attention on the ministry of John the Baptist as the messenger that announces and prepares for the coming of the Son of God, a voice that cries out in the desert inviting the conversion of a society immersed in power, legalism, and rich. John, like other popular prophets, experiences poverty, persecution and martyrdom by the hands of those in power. John's call to convert by means of baptism with water in the announcements that humanity needs in order to receive Jesus, the true Messiah. By then, the people were expecting for a Messiah to arrive in very diverse forms. As a military or religious leader, others as a king. This expectation also need to be purified. In the same conversion, in this sense, conversion and silent returning to God in his project of equality and justice, making strength away by becoming free of all their ties, humanity, to be all the structures of power which do not allow the heart to be open to the plan of salvation in God. Brothers and sisters, yesterday, just as today, the Word of God calls us to strengthen our hope. In other words, hope and wait as we make present the kingdom of God and not imagine a spectacular coming of God.